it up and I'll start this show.
Nope. Hey, the fire's gone, man.
Ashoosh!
Carry that fire.
I carry this. I'm a fire keeper. Greetings, programs. Welcome to Coming Attractions on. Come on. It's still good. I am your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey, hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. Together, we are Co-SG. Today, we're going to take a look at a true classic American Western. It's about a stranger who comes to town and cleans up a saloon called The Double Deuce.
What a stupid name.
That was a great name, The Double Deuce.
Yeah.
But that's right. We're going to watch Roadhouse, the 1989 Patrick Swayze-led, classic. We've already said it. When is the last time you guys have watched The Roadhouse?
It's been like a month. I've recently watched Roadhouse.
Yeah, you love Roadhouse.
I don't know if I'd go that far. It is one of those ones that I will. Wait. Go ahead.
I think Rob just said something insane on the podcast, and we might have all missed it. So
I missed what did you just say?
I said I'd never seen it.
You've never seen Roadhouse?
No. That's an insane thing to say to another human.
I don't know if that's really that insane to say.
How did you grow up in the early 90s and not watch Roadhouse on TBS, at least part of Roadhouse?
I don't recall ever catching part of this movie on TV.
You know, one of our words on the wall, I've changed to Buick because of the word Roadhouse.
No,
it's numerous, numerous.
Oh, I believe you. Don't remember. I don't ever recall watching it or knowing that that was why.
You've never even seen like the there's a scene where there's like a knife in the boot. It's like a very like, you've never seen that. You just like even jumped in for that or.
Yeah, he clocks it never from, like, across seen, the room.
As far as my memory serves, which admittedly my memory is not great, I have not seen a second of this movie before.
Yeah, you know. All
right. So your Swayze catalog is basically
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing
and
not even Point Break.
Point Break.
Yes. Red Dawn.
Yes.
And now Outsiders because we had to watch
Donnie Darko. Outsiders. Right. Outsiders. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it.
I don't.
Ghost? Did you say Ghost? Did we say Ghost?
I did not see Ghost.
You've never seen Ghost?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
Patrick Swayze.
I didn't know you were such a Swayze hater. He's a Swayze.
I have no hate for Patrick Swayze. I did not go watch those films.
What about when he had that small comeback just before he passed and he did that show, The Beast? Get out of here.
Salute your general.
The Beast.
The Beast.
A minute. I might have seen 4 Swayze movies now, maybe.
So if I told you Ditto, you'd have no idea what I was saying.
I do know that what that's from. I do know that's from Ghost, but I've not. And maybe I caught 5 minutes, 10 minutes of Ghost on TV, but no, I have not sat down.
Let me tell you, I'm not telling you that you should watch any of these movies, but some part of me wants you to see them just out of principle because none of them are very good. Let's
be honest. Ghost is pretty good.
I've watched it the last calendar, or maybe it's for the year and a half, and boy, it does not hold very well. Let me tell you,
that's a future podcast down the road.
I mean, I'll watch it with you. I'm just saying it wasn't as good as my memory. It's it's a lot of mediocre movies. But it's one of those things I say they're all mediocre. But if they're on the cable and I'm flipping by, I'm gonna stop and watch a little bit of them. I can't help myself.
Because you love Swayze, even though you hated Point Break. That was insane.
I hate Point Break, but if it's on, I'm going to watch it and hope to get to see Anthony Kiedis get shot in the foot or whatever. Did he get shot in the foot? Was that where it was?
Yes, he gets shot in the foot. He goes,
Turn the lawnmower. That would be a waste of time.
I like how you only want to watch Point Break to see the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. No, there's other reasons too, but that you got to admit, when you see Kiedis, you're like, Kiedis,
I agree.
We got to do the chase at some point. That's probably in the bag, shaking around there.
Yeah, well, I saw the chase in theaters.
I did as well. Maybe we saw it together. I don't remember, but I definitely saw that in theaters.
I saw that at Lake Forest Mall.
I don't remember. But let's say yes. I don't know. I saw it.
I remember seeing that there. I saw Adam's Family 2, Adam's Family Values at that theater.
Yeah, not worth the juice, but yeah.
What, Adam's Family 2 or Lake Forest?
Two. Movie theater. Probably both answers are acceptable.
Well, you know, 1994 was a weird time. You would just go see movies.
Yeah.
All right. So do you guys think Roadhouse, the 1989 version, will hold up?
When you say hold up, I think as this one needs to... Go ahead. Tell me. You set the parameters of holding up.
As a fun time, you're going to enjoy watching Roadhouse.
But have you seen it before? I'm going to struggle on saying this is holding up. My knee jerk is to say absolutely not, because I think a fresh audience, and I know they're getting ready to put out a new one and whatever.
Are you not excited for the new one?
No. Why would I be?
I'm really excited for the new one. I think that's going to be really fun. I don't remember this having like fun 80s action.
It's definitely 80s. I mean, I'll give it that. But, you know, I'd say the answer is no, it can't hold up because it's that time frame. But I don't know. I'm really struggling to answer this question because I have the nostalgia for it. I'll watch it. It holds up to my memory, but if I was, you know, without watching it again, you know, and I only watched it, I watched it very recently, so I'm pretty good. If someone was like, is this a great movie that I should watch? And I'd be like, did you grow up in the 80s? And then they'll be like, yes or no. I tell them if they grew up in the 80s, sure, watch it. You'll probably get a kick out of it. If they didn't, I'd be like, stay the hell away from Roadhouse. Like, so
you're not going to watch this with your kids?
Absolutely. My kids would not like Roadhouse. They would not, but you know, that's where I am. I'll watch it again with some fresh eyes and see what's up. But I'm just telling you, I got to give you a two prong. I know that's a longer answer than when you wanted for will it hold up, but that's kind of where it is.
I don't know. I'll just let you guys know when I ask that question, I'm just looking for, yeah, of course.
That's the answer. I know that's what you're looking for, but there's caveats sometimes that have to be addressed for that.
Sure. Okay. Well, before we get too in the weeds on it, this movie is streaming on Max.
WB.
What? Let's go watch this movie. Let's go watch this trailer. End of line.
In a world where no holds are barred, one man will hold a bar to four simple rules. The first rule of Bar Fight Club, expect the unexpected. The second rule of Bar Fight Club, take it outside. The third rule of Bar Fight Club, be nice. And the fourth and final rule of Bar Fight Club, if this is your first night at the Double Deuce, you have to fight. Behold, Patrick Swayze's hairsprayed mullet in Roadhouse.